Hey there, welcome back. I am so glad you're here. Today I'm going to be talking about three reasons why you're not losing weight. I'm looking forward to sharing these with you, so let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Okay, sis, so you are doing all the things. You're eating clean, meaning whole foods and meals that contain protein, complex carbs, and healthy fats. And you're working out, meaning you're exercising at least 30 to 40 minutes a day, about 3 or 4 times a week at moderate intensity, but you're still not losing the weight. So let's talk about these three reasons. Number one, you're not consistent with eating clean and working out. So let's talk about everybody's favorite, or at least my favorite. Let's talk about the food aspect. And first, before I go any further, I need you to be honest, okay? It's just me and you. Are you A, consistently eating whole foods and nutritionally balanced meals that have a good source of protein, complex carbs, and good healthy fats, aka macronutrients? Or are you B, some of your meals are balanced, and some of the time you're dipping into the cookies, eating handfuls of chips here and there, having some of the kids' cereal, and driving through a quick fast food line every now and then? If the answer is B, first and foremost, no judgment, but girl, you need to put the brakes on that. Answer B will definitely keep you from achieving your weight loss goals. Consistency with a capital C is the key. You have to consistently eat meals that have good sources of the foundational macros. Again, the protein, complex carbs, and good healthy fats. The other piece I talked about was exercise. Like eating clean, you have to consistently, with a capital C, yes, there is a theme here, move your body. Which means you need to find something that you can stick with that includes cardiovascular exercise, something for the heart, and strength training, i.e. lifting weights. And ladies, I'm not talking about running marathons and lifting all the weights in the gym. I'm talking about exercise that works for you. Figure out what you like to do and do that. Many times people choose exercises that they think that they should be doing rather than something that they know that they can stick with. For example, for me, I truly love to lift weights. I love the way it changes my body, how strong I feel afterwards, and how strong I feel during the process. Now, running or riding a spin bike, on the other hand, that is something that I simply don't incorporate in my plan, not because they're not good, but because I don't like to do them. So I'm not going to do something that I don't like to do. And that took time. That took trial and error. So in addition to lifting weights, I love to walk. Walking helps to clear my mind. I do something called a soulful stroll where I choose an old R&B, and I shouldn't say old, but an R&B artist that I used to listen to in the 90s. I'll choose one of the week. Like last week, I was listening to Anita Baker, and I was doing my soulful stroll for 30 minutes. So again, I incorporated something that I like to do, and I made it even more enjoyable. In addition to that, I might do a few rounds of HIIT training, and eventually later on this summer, I'm going to do some rollerblading. I'll let you know how that turns out. Anywho, there was a time when I was competing that I was doing cardio twice a day, which included running sprints, bleachers, plyometrics, and I was doing all the things. First and foremost, if I tried that today, my body would be like, ma'am, what are you doing? But more importantly, I'm not in that season of life, and it's not necessary for me to do all of those things to maintain weight loss and achieve my goals right now. So the moral of the story here is find what you like to do and do it consistently. This also means being realistic about what you can accomplish each week based on your current season of life. Okay, so say that you've mastered eating clean during the week. You knock it out the park. But when Friday comes, man, you put the plan on the shelf and you just do whatever. Basically, it's a wrap on the weekend. So here's the thing. When the weekend comes, stick to the plan. There is no taking a break from living a healthy lifestyle, even on the weekends. Now, can you or should you enjoy foods that you love? Absolutely. Choose one or two things that you love and enjoy them. Just continue eating healthy foods throughout the weekend and stay away from the all or nothing mindset. I talked about the all or nothing mindset in episode one, so listen to that if you need more insight on that. But in a nutshell, you can indulge, but you also need to stay the course. What I want you to stay away from is going into the weekend thinking that I'm going to reward myself for eating clean all week by eating all the things that I didn't eat during the week. That mindset will definitely set you back. And on the other hand, you're going to say, you're talking out of both sides of your neck, but I'm not saying don't reward yourself for any of the accomplishments you make during the week, be it eating clean or working hard or whatever it is that you are doing and you're accomplishing those goals. Try to make it a calorie-free reward though, like maybe buy some shoes or something. Also, keep it moving on the weekends. If your rest days are the weekends, why not make it an active rest, like incorporate a walk or a hike or something that will keep you moving on the weekends. Again, make it a part of your weekend so you're not starting from ground zero on Monday. All right, so that third reason that you might not be losing weight, and here's a reality check for you. All right, so get ready. Ma'am, you might not be giving yourself enough time to see those results. I know you've seen those memes. I've seen them. I've dieted for 3 hours and I'm still not losing the weight. While it's funny, it's true for many of us, self-included from time to time, we want to see the results quicker than we should. And I know you've heard this, but I'm going to say this for the people in the back. You didn't gain 25 pounds in 30 days, so why should you expect to lose 25 pounds in 30 days? Yes, yes, and I know there are ways to get quick results, and I'm here to tell you I'm not a fan of quick weight loss gimmicks. Oftentimes, they are not healthy, and they most definitely are not sustainable. I stand firm on taking small, consistent steps that will equal big, sustainable change in the end. I actually have an episode that I'm going to be talking about, which will talk a little bit about how much weight you should lose in a week. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, I want you to give your mind and your body time to respond to what you're doing. It may be weeks, or I know people don't want to hear this, months before you see big, significant changes. The key is to stay, with a capital C, consistent, and trust the process. All right, so there you go. Three reasons why you may not be losing weight even though you're doing all the things. Number one, you're not consistent with eating clean or working out. Number two, you're straying too far off course on the weekend. And number three, you're not giving yourself enough time to lose weight. Of course, this is not an all-inclusive list, but if you're not where you want to be in your weight loss journey, I would like for you to think about these three reasons, evaluate what you're currently doing, and make adjustments to move forward in your health and wellness journey. Lastly, keep in mind, I say this all the time, but I really want you to think about it. Small, consistent steps equal big, sustainable wins. All right, love. That's all, says the clock on the wall. Until the next episode, peace and blessings to you. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found the nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.